Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Behold, behold, I stand at the door and knock, knock, knock. If anyone hear my voice and open, I will come in. Beautiful Saturday morning. This is Sweet Melodies 94.3. And this is Generation 419. Your favorite children's program on radio, Kids Radio. This is a Christian radio, a Christian program for young people. And so young people all over, this is the time for you to gather with your Bibles, your pen, your notebooks, and listen to the voice of God. It's a blessing coming your way once again. My name is Pastor E.K. And I want to say a very good morning to every young person listening to me right now. And today, by the grace of God also, we are continuing with what's on your mind. In the month of April, we shall be doing something different. So for the next today and next week, we will be wrapping up with what's on your mind. I know it's one of the favorite segments of Generation 419 you have enjoyed, but we have to move on to something new. Right, this morning, I have one of my very good friends in the studio. And those of you who have seen the flyer, I think she will introduce herself. Jax.
Yes, hello, my lovely kids. My name is Jacqueline Harry from LCI, the Way Cathedral. Children normally call me Auntie Jackie.
Charlie, but the Rama, is it a Rama or something?
It's a Rabna.
A Rabna. You have not mentioned the Rabna. I mean, you mentioned the Rabna, so the people called a Rabna do feel that they have another of their same kind in the studio.
Okay.
All right, so she's also a Rabna.
Yes.
A Rabna, Jacqueline. So I call her Jax.
Yes, you seem to be the only person who calls me Jax.
Really?
But everybody calls
all
me Jackie.
All Jacqueline's are Jax. Yes. So, what was the... this is the feminine form. What's the masculine form for Jacqueline?
Jack. Yes.
Is it not Justice or something? It's Jack.
Jack. Yes, it's a Jack. French name.
Oh, really?
Yes.
French name.
Yes.
But so you speak French?
Please.
Monton son, matasa. All right, beautiful. So I have Auntie Jacqueline in the studio with me this morning, and it's going to be fun. You can text us your question on 0279-100-600. 0279-100-600. So I have Auntie Jackie in the studio with us. She's going to help us to answer your questions. So this is the time to send your questions to us right now, and we will keep up. So Auntie Jackie, how long have you been with the children's ministry?
I've been with the Save Ministry by the grace of God for a little over 15 years.
You've been with the Children's Ministry for 15 years?
Yes, a little over 15 years.
Okay, so you are from the Lighthouse Chapel International.
Yes.
Ghana.
Yes.
Tell us about your church, Lighthouse Chapel International Ghana, and where exactly are you?
Yes, I am from the Way Cathedral.
The Way Cathedral.
Yes.
Okay.
Headed by Bishop Steve Asari.
Okay. So where is the Way Cathedral?
It's at Ayawaso.
Ayawaso.
Yes.
Which of the... we have Ayawaso West, Ogun, Ayawaso Central. Ayawaso.
Yes. Do you know Barrier?
Barrier.
Yes.
Which of the barriers? Ghana, we have a lot of barriers.
No, the Kaswa Barrier. Ofanko Barrier.
Ofanko?
Off the Ofanko Barrier.
Oh, okay, okay,
yes.
okay. So if you are in and around Ofanko.
Yes, it's before Ofanko.
Before Ofanko, yes. Barrier. Ayawaso. That place is called Ayawaso. And you are looking for a good church to attend. Mm-hmm. Okay, just go to the children's church and say you are looking for Auntie Jackie. And then she will pastor you beautiful. So yes. Today she is in the studio with us. She's going to be helping us to understand the questions that you'll be sending us. She's going to answer us. Last week, by the grace of God, we had a young girl in the studio who shared her experience with us, an ordeal she went through of an attempted rape. Now, if you also have a story, how you were saved as a young person, how you came to know Christ, or any story that you think it is worth sharing. I'm not talking about coming to cook up a story, a Nigerian movie, and coming to tell us. No, I mean a real story that you think that if you share with other people, our faith will be lifted. I think from that story, I've had so many people calling after the program.
Wow.
Yes, a lot of people called between last week and now. People calling, and even today, I have people telling me that they really learned a lot from that. So if you want to, you have such stories how your life was and now you came to know Christ, and you feel that when you share it with other young people, their faith will be lifted. What you can do is to call this number after the program, 054-6055-916, 054-6055-916. All right. And if you are a church, you want your children to be on this particular program, all you have to do is to call the same number, 054-6055-916, and you will be sorted. Right. So today is what's on your mind. What's on your mind? And I've seen some of your questions coming through. And Auntie Jackie is in the studio and is going to help us. I want to say belated happy birthday to the Archbishop of the United Denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, Archbishop Ampofo, Kwesi Ampofo. God bless you so much, Archbishop, and God bless you.
Bless you, Archbishop, all of us.
All of us. We say we love you. And today, one of my very good friends, Pastor Julius Poo, today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you and may God elevate you. Beautiful. I have a scripture here to read. Deuteronomy chapter 17 and verse 8. Bible says that if there arise a matter too hard for thee in judgment, between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy within thy gate, then thou shalt arise and get thee up into a place which the Lord thy God shall choose. And thou shalt come unto the priest and the Levites, and unto the judge that shall be in those days, and inquire, and they shall show thee the sentence of the judgment. And so every question that is bothering you today, we are the priests, we are the ministers, and so we are going to help to answer your questions by the grace of God. Amen. Auntie Jackie, are you ready? Beautiful. Yes. So let's take our first question. This one came through by WhatsApp, and this person says that, is it advisable to advise your parents when you know they are quarreling? This is from Evelyn from Kaneshi, and she says, I'm in class 5. Evelyn is in class 5, and she's asking that, is it advisable to advise your parents when you know they are quarreling?
Evelyn, when you know your parents are quarreling, what I think you should do is that you have to let them know. Yes, you don't like it. But first thing, like every Christian, you need to pray.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, we all see sometimes, yes. I mean, depending on your age.
Yes.
You know when daddy and mommy are not fine.
Yes, you are not fine. Yeah. You see it. Yes. You see, there are things you don't see them do together. See them talking, each of them going
separately. If there's tension in the house, as a child, you can feel
yes.
it.
So you first pray about it. You pray about it. If there's an elderly person in the house, you speak to him or her, tell the person about it. And yeah, you can go to mommy. Tell mommy that, mommy. You can tell mommy, ask mommy what's wrong. If mommy doesn't want to tell you, you can go to daddy. Ask daddy. If he doesn't also want to tell you about it, you can go to your pastor. Then if that doesn't work, pray about it.
Yeah, but I also feel that this is Evelyn from class 5.
I think a child, the best thing is to pray about
to pray.
It. Yes.
I somebody in class 5 should be how old?
Class 5 should be, I think, 10 or 11.
10, 11. 10, 9, 11, 10, 11. 11.
Maximum 12, I think.
Yeah, I mean, for her to know the parents are quarreling, it's not like a one-time quarrel.
Yes.
But it's like this is something often, yes. Yeah. And then also for her to detect that quarrel is going on, it means that it's something that is so obvious.
Obvious.
You know, we have the Bluetooth quarrel. The Bluetooth one is the one that...
Which one is that?
The one the parents will be fighting, but you know.
The Cold War.
Yes, it's called Cold War. We call it Bluetooth. You see, Bluetooth, you can't the touch. Device doesn't pair.
Okay.
You see, so, but the violent one is the one that the house is on fire. I mean,
fiscal one.
Yeah, neighbors will come and decide not to put up
the create
fire.
A scene.
Yes. But so I have this feeling that the type Evelyn is describing.
The Bluetooth one.
Yes. And maybe she wants to be diplomatic about it, but it's affecting her.
Then she should pray about it.
And this thing happens at home, it affects you because there's no joy.
Yes, when you close from school, I think that she doesn't want to even go home. Yeah. So, Evelyn, I think the best.
But for her to ask if it is advisable to advise your parents, I think no.
No, yes, yes.
You as a child, you cannot call your parents for a meeting and ask them to speak.
Even in our African cultures, like, I mean, what do you know? Your parents, what do you know?
Yes, yeah. Your parents know, and for all you know, you may be the center for the quarrel.
Exactly.
Do you understand? You are the reason
why they are quarreling.
For the quarrel. Yeah. So, like Auntie Jackie said, I also believe that you commit everything to prayer.
Exactly.
When you go on your knees, you should pray for them.
Yeah.
Because,
everything by prayer.
Yeah, this is an issue between two married people, okay, and so don't go taking sides.
Exactly.
You know, around this time, you may be tempted to know who is wrong and who is right, depending on whose story you have heard, okay.
Yeah.
But in all, I believe that what you should do is to pray, ask the Holy Spirit to heal them of every kind of misunderstanding, any issue that is. Arising, okay, and when we do that, you want to say something?
Yes, I just simply wanted to quote Psalm 50, verse 50. It says,
Psalm 50, 50, okay, yes. So what?
Call upon me in the day of trouble.
Psalm 50, verse 50. Yes. Let me see if we can read it. Psalm 50 and verse 50. So look for it and read for us. So we are reading Psalm 50, verse 50 for you, okay, to serve us. And I'm sure a lot of young people have the same.
Call upon me in the day of trouble. I'll deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. So you call upon God in the day of trouble. In this question, she says she's worried.
She's worried. For her to send it to us,
she's
means
worried.
That she's being
so
worried.
All you can do, just pray and God will do it. God answers prayer.
Wow. Wow.
Apart from prayer, what else can you do?
You can't do
anything. You can't go. I mean, I don't. You can't do anything.
You can't call
nothing.
Them to advise them. There's a scripture in Hebrews. Please look for it from Hebrews chapter 7, verse 7. Bible said that, and without controversy, the less is blessed of the better. Hebrews 7:7. So you can't go advising daddy. Have you found it? Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 7, yes. Okay. Hebrews 7:7.
Okay.
Is it? Okay. So, is it without controversy or is it without contradiction? One of the words over there. It said, the less is blessed of the better. So, mommy has seen a thing or two in life which you haven't seen. Daddy has seen a thing or two. Yes, read for us.
Without question, the person who has the power...
Read the microphone so that my audience can...
It says, and without question...
without question, yes.
The person who has the power to give a blessing is greater than the one who is blessed.
Read King James. I was quoting from King James. Do you have King James?
Yes.
You don't have King James, okay. So, King James says that... let me get my... And read the King James... Okay, Hebrews is just 7, after 7. Philemon. Hebrews 7:7, it says that, and without all contradictions, yes, I think the word contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. This is what King James has to say.
Okay.
Without contradiction, without controversy, without quarreling, without any questioning, the less is blessed of the better.
Yeah.
So looking at your age in class 5, your mother might have seen a thing or two you haven't seen. So whatever it is, the first point of call is to God.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And then sometimes also, as young people, we are tempted to say some of these issues outside. We're telling friends, you see how my parents, they quarrel at home and all that. Stop it. It won't help. Mm-hmm. Whatever happens in the house, you stay in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whatever happens as a child in your house, it should just stay in your house. All right. Auntie Jackie, do you want to add something or should we move on to the next?
We've said it all. Mm. The best thing is to pray about it.
Mm.
Yes. God is the best person to talk to. Yeah. No one. Yes.
At all.
It's God.
All
it's
right. God. So yes. if you have just tuned in, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3, your Christian channel, and this is Generation 419, your favorite children's program on radio. And I believe wherever you are enjoying. I think the SHS one people have left for school.
Yeah, I think they left yesterday. Mm. Yeah. 18.
Some of them started on Wednesday, Thursday.
Yes.
Friday, yesterday. Mm, okay.
Yeah.
And so as we are going, if you are also yet to go, we are using it as a point of contact, and we are praying for all those that have gone ahead, that may God lead you.
Amen.
May God send you in safety.
Amen.
As you are going, may you arrive safely.
Amen.
At the school. We pray that God will give you wisdom and understanding.
Amen.
And as you are going to school, as you have arrived at the school, your aim is to study.
Amen.
You see, don't go about, don't
come
let
on,
your main
bad
aim,
influence.
Yes, your main aim is nickname.
Mm.
It's like when they mentioned your nickname last time, some of the children in my church were telling, some of the nicknames were 50 pesos. And somebody's nickname is 50 pesos. Another person's nickname is Miss Call.
How can you be rich if your name is 50 pesos?
Another one is Miss Call.
Switched off, not Miss Call.
So they have so many names, and some of them, that is the reason and all that. So if you are going to school, I know your parents have advised you. They locked you into the room. They woke you up at dawn and the whole lot. But I'm also adding my voice. That as you are going, please go and study.
Amen.
All right, go and study.
Amen.
And make us proud. Yes. Okay, and make the free
Spread
SHS.
Spread the word of God.
Yes, and make the free SHS this thing. Nice. Otherwise, I don't see the free SHS is not working. All right, so this is what's on your mind, and we are attempting to answer your question. You can send us your questions on 054-6055-916. Wait, what is that what I'm saying? 0279 100-600 0279 100-600. Okay, let's go to the next question. I'm trying to look for, you know, during this program, people send us other questions. Mm. Elderly people who are listening, some of them, they send us questions how their wives don't cook. So that one is for helpers of your joy, but this one I'm trying to filter the one for the children. This one says, good morning, Pastor Iman. Please, my parents want to change my school, but I don't like this new school. I am AC from Teshi in JHS 1.
Wow, AC.
Mm.
We want to find out first of all, why don't you like your new school?
Mm-hmm.
Because we need a little some details. Why don't you like your new school? Is it the distance? Is it because of your friends? Why?
It could be friends. If she doesn't like the new school, probably, you see, the old school where she is now is because of her friends. Sometimes you are bonded with these people over the years.
Yes, yes, naturally,
suddenly,
yes.
For okay, the first, and there can also be a reason for the change of school.
Mm-hmm.
It could also be the parents
location,
are relocating.
Exactly.
Or
exactly.
This old school, the fees is... No.
But if the fee, that's for the fees. She's not the one paying the fee, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
That shouldn't be a problem.
Mm. Because for our parents to want to change your school, it means they can afford.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it's.
So what do we tell AC? Mm-hmm.
So AC, I think AC will need to give us some more details.
More details.
Yes.
But in the event where the details are not coming, let's try and help her
yes,
out.
Yes, AC. So if it's because of your friends,
mm-hmm.
I think you can still communicate with them. Now they don't do letter writing anymore.
No, we don't write letters.
We used to write letters.
The brightness of the weather has given me this
opportunity to write you this letter.
Few words of mine. Those we used to write, oh Charlie. God help us.
Those days. Mm. So, see, I think now you can send. Now they even have smartphones.
They don't use email. Now it's WhatsApp.
WhatsApp. Yes. So you can still communicate with them.
Telegram.
Yes. If you meet them in church, you can still meet them in church. And that's if you attend the same church with some of your old friends. Yes, that's if the reason because of your friends, you can still meet them in church.
And I also feel that your parents want to change your school for a reason.
Exactly.
But sometimes it's for your own good.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm. But they have seen something you are not seeing as a child. You know, our parents see a lot of things we don't see. Yeah, and sometimes also, fine protocol would not allow them to explain certain things to us at this age.
So we are much older. Yes.
So for your parents to change your school for you, I don't know what it is. You see, but I also think I don't think you should rebel.
Yes.
To say that.
Yes. Let's just obey.
Yes.
It may
be difficult
for them to explain.
I mean,
now.
Going to a new school, leaving your old friends and the old school, maybe. Where you are now, they are planning to make you the girls' prefect. Okay, they are trying to make
you. As time goes on, you get used to it. You might even enjoy it.
You make new friends.
Yes, you make new friends. You see.
But Jax, going to school, has your school been changed before?
Oh yes, I changed.
And what was the feeling? Maybe tell me.
Yes, I remember in 92.
Oh, 92. We don't understand. Class what?
In class 3. Second term, I had to move from SOS Tema because my parents were moving from Tema to Accra, Tantra Hills.
Okay.
So class 3, second term, I had to move from SOS Tema to Greenhill International in Accra.
Okay, so it means that the distances, you have to leave all the SOS people and come this way.
Yes.
So how was the feeling like?
It was
a good feeling.
At all.
I'm sure this is the same thing this is feeling from Teshi. Yes.
And you know, we didn't have emails then. So it was letter writing. I think I wrote a letter to a friend once and that was it.
So do you still, are you connected to these friends?
Yes, so I had to wait till secondary school, which was about, I think, 6-7 years later. And I met a few of them there. Then we reconnected.
Wow.
But, you know, funny enough, the friends I made in my new school have helped me so much.
Mm.
One friend is a pastor in my church now.
Okay.
And he's one friend who virtually turned my life around.
Wow.
His name is Pastor Prince, Reverend Prince Ayi.
Okay.
He's at LCI Abotari.
Okay.
Oh, I mean... You see, what I'm trying to tell her is that she'll meet new friends in her school who will change her life.
Wow.
I mean, for the better. I'm trying to, you never know what will happen in your new school. So just believe and have faith. And like I tell every child, pray about it. Yes.
Pray about it. I'm looking for the all things work together scripture. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, comma, to them who are called according to his purpose. Let me do NLT. Say that. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. Okay, so Essie, as you love God and you are doing what is right, we believe that God has a plan for you. All right, there's a reason you are going to this new school, and I believe that you are going to meet new people there. Sometimes change of environment is also very good. If you change the environment,
yes.
Okay, maybe
change is good.
Here you are a local champion, but you are going to meet other people, and those people are going to.
Yes. Help you to become a better person.
To do
better
things.
Yes.
Do you see?
Yes. Academically.
Yeah.
Yeah. To help you to become a better person. Spiritually.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You never know. You meet somebody who will help you to meet God.
You are.
Especially maybe you're not even close to your God.
Yeah.
So
AC from Teshi, I think that is the scripture we can leave you with. All right. So don't rebel. Okay. Your parents have a reason, for changing your school. So what you have to do is just to like the school and go. All right. Auntie Jackie, let's go again. There's this one here. It says that I have this strong, it's also connected to school.
Okay.
It says that right now that we have become headmasters and headmistresses answering the school questions. This one says that I have this strong feeling to stop school.
Mercy.
Full stop. Sometimes, something tells me I can become a better person even without school. I just completed BEC. It means this person should be going to 15, 16, SHS.
Like those who left
these people, yeah. And I have no desire to continue. I want to convince my parents to allow me learn trade. This is Sadiq from Ashoma.
Sadiq, I wish you would have added your age.
A BEC should be 15, 16.
Sadiq, my first question to you is, what trade would you want to learn?
And why do you want to learn
and
the trade?
And in fact, why? What have you seen?
You know, sometimes our friends also have this thing.
Exactly.
It's like
without
this person has done well without school.
Have you really gone closer to the person to find out what exactly he did to get what he has?
Mm.
Eh? You should get close to that person.
Yeah.
All that glitters is not gold.
Mm.
You see, you see somebody, he has this. You shouldn't be tempted to stop schooling. When you read the Bible in Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, it says, "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation."
Okay.
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. It's a temptation to stop schooling. It's wrong. Your parents have suffered to get money to take you to school. All they want you is to go to school. They are trying to do the best for you. Go to school, earn a degree, earn a master's, get a good job. You know, why would you want to stop school? You see people, the trotro mates, I mean, sleeping in the cars. You see the coconuts. I mean, is that what you want to do? I don't think so. Do you think when your parents see you like that, they are going to be happy? No. I don't think so. Please.
School is
good.
It's very important.
It's very, very,
school,
very important.
I mean, to be educated.
Hey, when you see people, I mean, in their flashy cars, I mean, in their briefcases, I mean, they've gone to school. Don't you admire them?
Yeah.
Especially when you see they're also Christians. I mean, well, don't you admire them? Education is very, very important, especially when the fans are there. And from your question, it looks as if your parents are willing to take
to
you to
help
school. Yes, they are willing to help. Yours is to go.
Sometimes it's just bad influence.
It's bad
friends.
Influence.
Somebody says, actually, let me have stopped school. I'm going to learn carpentry. Then you see, they tell you that, school takes time and all that. You see, but for whatever price you don't want to pay now, you pay it later.
It's a temptation I see a lot of young people going through nowadays, and you just don't know where it's coming from.
Okay.
The money is there, the funds are there. All you have to do is to go to school.
Okay.
I don't know if it's laziness.
It's laziness.
I don't know.
Bad influences from friends.
From friends. And you see, funny enough, these friends will turn around and go to school.
Or you don't even know where some of them, they just take them out of the country.
Yes, and you'll be there.
Yes, you'll be there.
And they won't even call you when they get out there.
The truth is that, Sadiq, let me tell you the truth. You see, at one point in time, anybody going to school, there comes a time you feel you want to stop. With all the hard feelings.
Exactly.
Before.
Okay,
but you see, you don't follow feelings as a young person. Because feelings come and go. One day, you will realize how important school is after you have stopped the school.
Man,
and
that
you have
might be
seen
too late.
This, your mate, who is the manager of Ecobank.
And he will not mind you.
Yes, and you have seen this person who works at this. This person is a doctor. This person is a lawyer. This person is this. This person is that. Suddenly, it's too late to undo what you did
some years ago.
Look at Lamentations 3 and verse 27. Lamentations 3. And verse 27, let me read from King James. It says that it is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Okay, now this is your yoke. To go to school, to wake up every morning, bath cold water, take your bag, go to school, and do that religiously to you complete university or wherever. It is a type of yoke that this is your burden.
You okay. See, NLT says it is good for people to submit at an early age.
That's what NLT said.
Yes, early age.
It is good for what?
It is good for people to submit at an early age.
Mm.
Yeah.
It is good
For people to submit at an early age for the yoke of his disciple.
Wow. Wow. So this is it. This is good. Mm-hmm. Education is very, very important.
Very important.
You see, sometimes the way you even understand things. Okay, school is very, very important.
It's very
important. When you are speaking to somebody who went to school and another person who didn't go to school,
the difference is clear.
Okay, the difference is, don't let anybody deceive you that, oh, you can do well. Yes, it's true, you can do, but that one is 1/100.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 1/100. If you take 100 people, it's only one who didn't go to school and did well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but consider also a lot of people who are also around who are making it because they went to school.
Yes.
Okay, there are certain meetings you will not be caught simply because you didn't go to school. Okay,
yes.
There are certain places you can't enter because you can't, even if you
need the
do
skill.
Well, yes, even if you do well,
yes, you need the skill. So you have
well.
To go to school.
You have to read.
Yes.
Okay, you have to sign. You have to read document and understand it. And I mean, a whole lot. Is it now that you are going to look for somebody to be reading for you?
Even if it's carpentry, you need to go to a technical school.
Yes.
Yes.
To
you
measure.
Have to go. Yes.
To know what 2 centimeters.
Yes.
You have to go to school. You have to understand.
You have to go to
all
school.
This.
You have to go to school.
So, Sadiq from Ashoma. Yes, I think it's Sadiq. Yeah, it's Sadiq from Ashoma. I think that if you are planning on stopping school, don't stop. And don't convince your parents to allow you to learn trade. And if you are a parent also listening to us, I don't think that you should just agree to a child who wants to learn trade, wants to stop school, wants to become a school dropper. It's, you know, people have this mind that, okay, I've done up to BEC, so I've tried.
Me jana se mama no.
Yes.
No.
And, if there's a way, and now even SHS is free.
It's free.
Yes, people are doing it free of charge. So, did you go for free? You paid.
Unfortunately, I paid.
You paid. I also paid. But you are going in for free. By the grace of God, it's free. Okay. So take opportunity, take the chance, and go as far as you can. Okay, your ability to understand things, to analyze issues, to all this is because you went to school.
Yes.
Okay, we are not saying that learning a trade is bad, but what we are saying is that you are too young
to
for
think
this
of,
decision.
Think of yes. such a thing. Yeah.
You are too young for more. This. Okay, if your parents listening to us also, don't agree to. Such
allow your child to stop schooling.
Yes. I think he said here that I want to convince my parents to allow me to learn trade.
Hey,
yes, and some parents can easily be convinced, or sometimes when you say for a long time and the parents are fed, it's like, oh, so he should do whatever
he wants to,
he likes. But if you're a parent, you have to to leave. You have to
make sure he goes to school.
Yeah, you go to school.
Yeah.
Yes. Even if you have to call some uncles and people to come in.
Class 5, class 6, I think he's too young.
No, he's a completed BC.
He has completed BC.
Yes. Or is it because he hasn't passed or something? But
if
he has not passed,
he can reset.
You can go. Okay, you can go. You can go cry. It's not this thing. So make it a point. Make it a point to add yourself.
Like you said, secondary school is now free.
Yes, it's free. So, unless you are going to private, like private school. Yeah, that one there you pay.
Unless you are just being lazy.
Because right now you can't say that there's no money. Yeah, even if it's free, you have to buy track and chop bus. But I'm not sure your parents are complaining. If your parents are not complaining, then there's no chance, there's no cause for alarm to also complain about this. All right.
Unless you're also being influenced,
By friends.
Yeah.
You see, and these influences are real.
Yeah,
and
they are
so strong.
Everywhere.
You see something? If the squad is there,
the devil is now using.
And everybody is not going, and you are the only one going, hey, Charlie, you like the school team, pal.
Mm-hmm.
So before you see, something just clicks, and before you see, you stop. Big grammar.
Mm-hmm.
It won't send you far. Even then, they'll give you an example. Look at this person. He didn't even go to school. But a lot of people who also made it.
A nickname.
A lot of people who made it. And who didn't go to school and they made it. Now they are doing adult education.
Oh, yes.
They go and learn. They have people coming to teach them. And once I was teaching one of these people who have made it in life, and he wants to speak English. And so I think I was teaching where we bought this, this class two books. You say the word, and so yes, you say after you and others. So we got to a word, guest. So when I said guest, he said it after me. So I asked him that, what does it mean, guest? I think it was a guest house. Mm-hmm. Then he said, oh, guest house. Guest house means like house where girls are. So I told him, no. Guest house is not house that girls stay. So I was explaining to him that. So, but this person goes to church. So I told him that when they we see the flyer from their church and there's a program. He said he's been seeing he told me he's been seeing the word guest, like when the church fly, he sees the word there. And I said, yeah, guest is like a visitor, and then the host is the one who is receiving. He said, you have said the thing. But I said, first, when time you see the word guest, he thinks like how's that girls stay. This is Sweet Melodies 94.3.
That's the importance of school.
Yes, school is very, very important.
So, what's his name?
Sadiq from Ajoma.
Sadiq, if you don't go to school, you end up missing guests and girls.
Girls.
Please.
Okay. So school is very, very important.
Very,
and every
important.
Young person.
The more serious notes.
Yes, listening
very,
to
very
us.
Important.
School is good.
Don't
school is
ever
important
think of quitting school. Yeah. Please.
Bible says, study
don't
to
allow
thyself
it. Approved.
Do you see? And you have these young people, you say you want to become pastor. If you want to become pastor, you still have to go to school to read the Bible to understand.
Yes.
Okay.
Our father
encourages you. If you want to become
a
musician, you still have to go to school.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Otherwise, your music will just be local. Local, you sing in local language. You can't,
it won't go far.
You can't cross a table. I mean, you've just been here. No. Okay. So, it's very, very important. If you are listening to us, if you are going to school, don't feel you are wasting your time.
At all.
Okay, it's never a waste of time. Go after SHS, go to university, go to poly, go to any of these tertiary institutions.
Do your best.
As
your
far
best.
As there's money and you can be pushed, call him.
Apply for scholarship.
Yeah.
Do your best.
Go to school. School is good. School is good. Don't let anybody tell you that.
There are a lot of online courses.
Yes.
Do your best.
Do it. Mm-hmm. And that feeling you have, it's a
above
bad feeling.
Above all, pray.
It's a bad feeling.
Everything, anytime you apply for a course or anything, pray to God. Pray to God. So far as you have the mindset, tell God, I want to do this. So far as you tell God, I don't think God is going to help you. So Sadiq, tell God, I want to go to school. I'm being influenced by this person. Just
go to school.
Make
go
a conscious
to effort to go to school.
Once
I met a young guy who came to church. He was a newcomer, and so after church, I said I want to meet all the newcomers in my office. So he came. So when he came, I spoke with them, and then I asked them what they want to become in future. So this person mentioned, I want to become a nurse. So that guy, one of the children, I asked him, what do you want to become? Then he laughed. I mean, he didn't know what. So later he thought, and he said he want to become a polling agent.
Hey.
A polling agent. I asked him why. He said,
they'll be working only every four years.
There's a man in their area who became polling agent, and he bought flat screen. Do you see? So you see, if you go to school, you hear things like doctor, nurse, architect, an accountant. You hear nice professions that you like to be, and not become a polling agent. Yes, let's continue.
Okay,
our time is getting to the end. All right, this person says, "Hello, Pastor Ike. Can stealing make you go to hell? My name is Della from Castleland. I am 9 years old and I'm in class 4.
Mercy.
Can stealing make you go to hell? My name is Della from Castleland. I hear Castleland is Kaswa.
I thought it was Kaneshi.
No. Kaneshi cannot be Castleland.
Castleland
is Kaswa. Kaneshi is not Castleland.
Yeah.
If you take Kaneshi, you take Kaswa. You can see that Kaswa is castled. Kaneshi, dear. And he is 9 years. Dela is a boy or a girl?
No, that is unisex.
Dela is unisex. Men can wear, women can wear.
Yes.
Okay, so Dela from, as he's talking about stealing there, he should be a boy.
Hey.
There are people. 9 years and he's in class 4. What do you tell Dela?
Dela?
He says class 4. And you want to, I should read the question again. Hey. He says that, hello, Pastor Ike. Can stealing make you go to hell?
Dela,
name is Dela from Castleland.
It will make you go to hell if you don't repent. It will make you go to hell. Dela, please ask for forgiveness now and repent. Please, Dela, wherever you are.
No, maybe it's not like he steals, but he wants
to know. Yes, the answer is a big fat yes.
There's a scripture that talks about that. I'm looking for it. So,
if you are the one doing it, if you know someone doing it, tell the person that yes. Eh? Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Stealing is evil. Matthew 6:13. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
I found it.
Please.
I found it. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9 and 10. It says that, do you know that those who do wrong will have no share in the kingdom of God?
Exactly.
Don't fool yourself. Those who indulge in sexual sin, who are idol worshippers, who are adulterers, male prostitutes, homosexuals. I'm reading from NLT. Verse 10 says, thieves, greedy people, drunkards. Hey, drunkards are also going to hell.
Hey,
so those of you that you go to people's funeral, you drink. Abusers.
Lucius.
Swindlers. Who is a swindler?
Is it Sakawa?
Wagadrig.
What's Sakawa?
None of these will have a share in the kingdom of God.
Mercy.
I think this one has answered your question. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10.
You read the NLT.
Yes, I read NLT. Let me see if Message Bible is also. He said, don't you realize that this is not the way to live? Unjust people who don't care about God will not be joining in his kingdom. Those who use and abuse each other, use and abuse sex, use and abuse the earth and everything in it, don't qualify as citizens of God's kingdom. No, this one doesn't give us where the thieves are. So King James also said that, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortionists shall inherit the kingdom of God. So thieves are going to hell. Okay, covetous people are going to hell. Drunkards, they are also joining them. Okay, idol worshippers, it's like this one is the roll call to hell. Adulteress, male prostitute, homosexuals. Okay, homosexuals. I think lately it's one of the things that is in the news. Okay, yeah. This transgender and all this, all of them are
going to hell.
They are homosexual and they are all on their way to.
They don't repent.
Yes, if you don't repent, so they are going to. So I think that we have answered Dela. Wow. So Dela, thieves will go to hell.
So Dela, if you are the one doing it, if you know someone who is doing it, that's the answer.
Or you are a young person and you are also stealing. Yes. Sometimes you take something, if daddy puts his trouser down, you go and inspect the trousers. And you say that, if it is for father, it's not stealing. It is stealing. Okay. The moment you don't ask and you take it, it is called stealing. Beautiful. Let's take this one. Mm-hmm. Let's take this one. It says that, Pastor Ima, please, must children also give their tithes? I am asking because we don't work. I am Daniel from Mataheko. Pastor Ima, please, must children also give their tithe? I am asking because we don't work. I am Daniel from Mata Heko.
Daniel, you don't work. But when you are going to school, does mommy give you money?
Yeah. Yes.
Sometimes when uncle comes home, does he dash you money?
They do.
Uh-huh. So you get money sometimes?
Mm.
Yes. Someone dashes you money. That's what we are talking about.
So Auntie Jackie, what is tithe? Let's explain tithe to them.
Yes.
What is tithe?
It's a tenth.
The tenth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Of your earnings.
Okay.
Yes.
So help us to calculate if somebody, let's say somebody has one CD, what will be the tithe?
10 pesos.
10 pesos.
Yes, you divide it into 10.
Okay, and then one is for God.
One portion
is for God.
Yes, and nine.
The nine is yours.
All the nine is yours. All God is asking for is just that tenth.
Okay.
One tenth.
Mm-hmm. I nearly said 1/10. 1/10.
You nearly said that 1/10.
1/10. Let's take them to.
Yeah.
The Old Testament, where Malachi yeah. 3 verse 10, he said that bring ye all the tithe. I think the children, when we read in King James like that, they are confused. Yeah, bring all the tithe into the storehouse so that there will be enough food in my temple. Malachi 3 verse 10. If you do, says the Lord God Almighty, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great that you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Let me prove it to you. Okay, so this particular scripture is personal. Okay, it's not about your parents, whether your parents are saying you work or not.
Exactly.
God is saying that if you do, says the Lord God Almighty, I will open the windows of heaven over you and pour out a blessing. I'm thinking, most people think, blessing is just money.
Yeah.
But to do well academically is a blessing.
It's a blessing.
To be
life.
There in life.
Life.
Not to
good
be admitted
health.
At the hospital.
It's
a blessing.
It's a blessing.
Do you see?
I see it as one of the biggest blessings. Life.
Whole lot.
Life.
Yeah.
It's the biggest blessing.
You live long. All these are blessings.
Health.
So don't let somebody tell you that, the children, they don't work.
No.
The pastors are interested in your money. And but these same people, they pay extra classes.
Oh,
some people do extra classes.
Extra classes
in the morning before classes begin. They pay. Then they do after school. They pay extra
weekend.
Classes. Weekend. Then Saturday classes. Then home classes.
Online
to the pay.
You see. So like I said, if mommy gives you money, uncle comes home, auntie sends Western Union, whatever, you get a tenth of it. Keep it. If you have a money box, just put it in it.
Okay.
See, you can just label it my tithe or for God. You see, as you do it, it becomes a habit. It becomes part of you. And you grow with it. It becomes part of you. So when you start working, you start doing your national service. That should be after university.
Okay.
When you start earning some form of income, you get used to it. Tithe paying doesn't become something new because it's something you started doing when you were in primary school.
Very young.
So it doesn't become something new.
If you cannot pay your tithe one CD, it means if you have 10,000, you still cannot pay.
Yes.
You still cannot pay.
Yes. Because if you're not able to give God money when you were earning little, how can you give God his portion when you are earning big or something big? No. You should be able to do it now. And like Pastor Ike was saying, blessing is not all about money.
No.
It's good health.
No.
You see, when you have parents who have good health, you wouldn't take them to hospital. That same money you should have given to God, you end up spending 4 or 5 times in the hospital.
And the truth is that 1% of our money, they don't do anything to
exactly.
us. Exactly. I mean, he doesn't
buy credit.
Help in anything. Look at another scripture. It's also 3:10. But I'll start from 9. Proverbs.
I wanted to read the NLT. Please go on.
Proverbs says that honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything your land produces. Proverbs 3:9-10. And then verse 10 says that, then he will fill your barns with grain and your vats with overflow. Your vats will overflow with the finest wine.
Wow.
Okay. So if you are listening to us and you go to church, you don't pay your tithe. Okay, paying your tithe wouldn't end you up in heaven. No, it's a blessing you must enjoy here on earth.
Yes.
You see, and some of our parents, they, when they get money, they don't know what they use the money for. Before they see the money, you know, money itself is a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, money is a spirit. Let me look for it. The Bible says it has wings and it flies. Okay, it is in Proverbs. I'll get it right now, and then I'll read it. It talks about, yes, Proverbs 23 verse 5. It said, will thou set thy eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle towards the heaven. Do you have another version?
Yes, it says, in the blink of an eye, wealth disappears, for it will sprout wings and fly away like an eagle.
Wow. This one also said that, for riches can disappear as though they had wings of a bird. All right. So if you cannot honor the Lord with your substance now as a young person growing up, I don't know what else you want to use your money for. Sometimes you want to use your money for this, for that, for that. But as you are growing up, you see, all your finances become bazaar. All right, so I will encourage you, for riches can disappear as though they had the wings of a bird.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so your parents, some of our parents, they don't know what they use their money for, and the moment they get money, you know, somebody is sick.
Yeah.
Somebody has swallowed cutlass. Somebody has drank the sea. They need money. They are calling them. Grandma has poured the okra stew. This and this, they need money. And the moment the money is finished, the person who sold the cutlass has omitted the cutlass. The following month, as they paid, something else has happened. So if you can honor the Lord, why are you laughing? Why, you have not heard somebody sold the cutlass.
But on a more serious note, like you are saying, you see, like we're saying right now, if they start now, when all these things come up, they know that I have my 1%.
Exactly.
It's a constant.
Exactly.
Like an equation.
Mm.
You have a constant. No matter what comes up.
Mm.
As for my 10%, it's for God.
Yeah.
No matter the tsunami that comes up, this 10% is for God.
So you got, you see,
yes.
It
so you start
not
now.
Really about the amount.
Yes.
But it's about your commitment and your heart.
Exactly.
To give.
Yes.
God has given you money, and he just want to, he said, try me.
Yes.
Let's say you go to school, they give you 5 CDs a day. Okay, so 5 CDs, 1 day, 5 CDs, 50 pesos. 50 pesos times 5, that will give us
25.
2 CDs, 50 pesos.
Yes, 2 CDs, 50
pesos. 2 CDs, 50 pesos times 4 weeks. So you don't go to school on Sundays and Mondays. That's our 10 CDs.
10 CDs.
Yeah, so your tithe for the month is 10 CDs.
10 CDs.
Just bring it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now God sees this faithfulness. God knows that, oh, this person
has been faithful.
Faithful.
Yes.
I had a child like that. I'm about to close. We are about to go. I had a child like that in my church.
Yeah.
So
I have 2 children like that.
He used to play the drums for me. And one of the things he doesn't joke with is tight. So it came to pass that he completed JHS. He went to secondary school. And then even secondary school, you know, they could go for 3 months without coming. Then when it comes, then he has envelope. Then you write April, May, June, different. All the tithe, so all the those times he was in school, he'll come and pay. And this continued for a while. Once I was there, and he told me that his dad says that he wants to take him to the U.S. And so and this is the dad who never mind them growing up and all that. So he came to tell me. He said they are going to the embassy for interview, you know, those things. So he went with the sister. When they went, I think he had, and the sister didn't get.
Mercy.
So when he came to tell her that this is the power of the tithe, so
yeah.
I think the following week or two, the sister went, and this time they had it. And by the grace of God, they are outside now. Wow. And then he called me. We communicated. And now he's doing well.
That's God for you.
The power of
tithe. Paying your tithe.
I could remember that child, one of the things he does, he doesn't joke with tithe. He doesn't joke with that. And if you're a child listening to us, this is the time. Okay, don't let people embellish in you. Is the word too big? They tell you that, also for no or PCKD and this and that and that. Look, what we are saying is that you can pay your tithe. And I recommend a book written by Bishop Dagiwood Mills. Why tithing is what, Jax? Why tithing Christians become rich and why not tithing Christians can become poor? Yes, I think I get it right. If not, but it's what I've said. That is it. So look for that book if you can read.
It's very, very powerful.
And read it.
It's very, very powerful.
And you know, one of the chapters talks about the mindset of not tithers.
I'm too young.
I don't work. This and that. You see, all these things are excuses Satan brings your way to make sure that
you don't pay your tithe and don't get blessed.
You don't get blessed. Yes. You see? So if you take two people, somebody who pays tithe and somebody who do not pay tithe,
the difference is clear.
The difference is clear and it's clear. God bless you so much. This has been Sweet Melodies 94.3 on Generation 419. I've been in the studio with Jacqueline. Okay, Jacqueline Irabina. Abina is Tuesday born or Thursday.
Tuesday.
Okay. So, but today is Saturday, so it's not this thing. So, born on a Tuesday, and she has been in the studio with me, helping us to understand our question. By the grace of God, I believe that you've been blessed. She is at the Lighthouse Chapel International Ghana at Ayawaso. As you say, what? The Way Cathedral. Okay, the Way Cathedral. So if you are in and around Ayawaso, look for the Way Cathedral. Or you can also come to my church. I am at the Anakazo Assemblies. It's the best church. Anakazo Assemblies, Sowutuom Cathedral. Okay, if you are a child, you are in and around Sowutuom. Okay, that's the best church to actually come. And tomorrow is Sunday. Okay, make it a point to go to church. Don't say, nah, the corona has come. No, we are home and... Look,
no.
Corona has come. You go to school five times in a week. You can go to church once in a week and also serve the Lord. So whether Corona or no Corona, go to church and serve the Lord.
Yes.
It's been a blessing coming your way, and I thank God for all that has happened. God bless you. Until next week when I come your way, my name is still Pastor Ike. Thank you. Have a good day.